Some friendly fire at the first Republican presidential debate. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. The eight candidates on stage in Milwaukee on Fox got a chance to make their case and go after each other and the president.
The election cycle officially kicked off here in Milwaukee last night with a debate that focused on issues like the economy, crime, abortion, and a bit of mudslinging.
I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy attacked from all sides, as was President Biden.
We need to send Joe Biden back to his basement and reverse American decline.
Governor Ron DeSantis, a leading contender in the pack of eight GOP presidential candidates, though all still well behind the front runner who skipped the debate. In Milwaukee, Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
That front runner, former President Trump, plans to fly from New Jersey to Atlanta today to turn himself in on charges related to trying to overturn Joe Biden's election win in Georgia.
The area around the jail will be put in a hard lockdown. That includes a temporary no-fly zone in this area. Now, the sheriff says ultimately that he plans on treating the former president just like he would any other criminal defendant, and that includes the expectation that he will take the first presidential mugshot in history. Now, so far, 9 of Trump's 18 co-defendants have surrendered here, including Trump lawyers John Eastman, a smiling Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and the most notable, Rudy Giuliani.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Atlanta. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says it helps, but that his government had nothing to do with Yevgeny Prigozhin's reported death in a plane crash in Russia. He was the leader of the Wagner mercenary group fighting in Ukraine on Russia's behalf. He also led a failed brief uprising against Russian military leadership in June, leading to speculation that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered him killed. America's listening to Fox News.
36,000, 25, 1. These are the three numbers to remember to get the visibility and control you need instantly. 36,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses close their books in days, not weeks. 1, because NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist for free at netsuite.com/today.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Ending 57 years of family ownership, the Subway sandwich chain is sold to Rourke Capital, the private equity group that owns Dunkin', Baskin-Robbins, Sonic, Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Jimmy John's, and others. A restraining order against Google is rejected.
The restraining order requested by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is aimed at preventing Google from removing YouTube videos of the Democratic presidential candidate based on the company's COVID-19 medical misinformation policies. Kennedy has long been a vocal critic of certain vaccines, and the videos show him discussing COVID-19 vaccines. In rejecting Kennedy's request, the Biden-appointed U.S. district judge said his case is unlikely to move forward because there's no evidence the government significantly encouraged Google to take them down. Because of that, the company can't be considered a state actor, suppressing his freedom of speech. Kennedy did not post the videos mentioned in his lawsuit against Google. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A crackdown on the Catholic Church escalates in Nicaragua.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega has declared the Jesuit religious order, of which Pope Francis is a member, illegal and ordered the confiscation of all its property. The move comes 1 week after the government confiscated the Jesuit-run University of Central America in the country, claiming it was a center of terrorism. It's the latest in a series of increasingly authoritarian actions by the government against the Catholic Church and opposition figures. The Jesuit order, also known as the Society of Jesus, has condemned the measures. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
American Katie Moon and Australian Nina Kennedy agree to share the pole vaulting gold medal at the World Athletics Championships in Hungary. They each cleared 4.9 meters, that's 16 feet, and failed three attempts to get over the bar at 4.95 meters. They had a choice, a jump off where the bar would be lowered until somebody failed, or agree to share the gold medal, which they did with a smile and a hug. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Secretary of State awarding over $21 million in grants to six law enforcement groups across the state to combat the rise in carjackings and auto theft. It comes as there's a growing demand for new equipment to help police tackle the ongoing problem. With the heat wave in the area, several towns throughout the region opening cooling centers to help folks stay cool from the triple-digit heat indices. People can find relief from the heat, such as Lincoln Square Mall, 201 Lincoln Square, hospital emergency rooms, as well as local convenient care offices. And the excessive heat warning continues in effect for much of central Illinois through tonight. Dangerously hot and humid conditions will persist into Friday. Highs reaching the mid to upper 90s. Some hometowns could reach 100 degrees by today. It's just another reminder, be sure if you're outdoors to stay hydrated and, of course, be checking on loved ones and neighbors. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, I know that word, DuPont. D-E-W-P-O-I-N-T. I learned it in weather climate class at Eastern Illinois University, Solier. So.
But what does it mean?
Did they make you plot and isodrosotherms, by the way? That's lines of constant, you know how we have lines of constant pressure, isobars, and
you know, and it was an 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's the lines of constant dew points is where you plot those things.
It was 8 a.m. class, so I remember the quadrants.
Oh, yeah, well.
I remember the quadrants.
Cirrus clouds.
High pressure systems.
Right.
I didn't turn into meteorologist scientist Greg Solier, who ate that stuff off when he was 12. He got a weather machine when he's 12. Okay,
nerd.
So we're working on wet. It's just the dew points makes everything on your car kind of, you know,
drippy.
Yeah,
drippy out there.
And that's the same off of humans. I mean, We're all drippy. You go outside for 5 minutes, you're drippy. So it's our meteorologist Greg Solier, and he's here to give us a peek at what's going on.
You know what? I'd still take this weather, considering, you know, in 3 or 4 months, you know, the nonsense that starts up at that point. So I'll take this any day. Maybe not, you know, a great stretch of it. So this is, you know, coming to an end. This too shall pass. There ought to be a slightly better feel, not by much, tomorrow morning, and a more discernible feel and improvement to the air mass here comes Saturday morning, and then pretty much a no-brainer around here. We are moving into a drier spell for folks who are going to have to monitor a little more stress and strain on this heat that yesterday at least sent readings to the Century Mark at and just west of the Illinois River. They had 104 heat up towards the Wisconsin Dells yesterday afternoon and evening time. Meanwhile, on the other side of the hot ridge, those ridge-riding storms have beat up with almost 6 inches of rain in Detroit, a swath of 1 to 3 this morning across Ohio, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms in the southeastern parts of Indiana. Maybe that's the mechanism that does get one or two storms going here later tonight and tomorrow. Maybe. Otherwise, 77 already at Willard and Savoy, 79 at Danville, 76 at Rantoul. The dew points are in the mid to upper 70s. And we get some fog and haze out there. There's just so much atmospheric moisture out there, and the winds are light. 98, the forecast high. The record high today is 96, set back in 1947. The heat index, 112 to 115. Use care and caution with partly to mostly sunny sky. There may be a thunderstorm up north and east of Champaign County this afternoon, we think, and this evening. Otherwise, our chances after midnight down to 75. So another tough night. But tomorrow up to 92, but humidity slowly comes down. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm. That's it early and late. 60s tomorrow night. Cooler, less humid. 85 on Saturday. 79 on Sunday. Upper 70s and low 80s on a quiet weather picture for much of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. I saw a 1959 Jaguar in New Orleans.
Okay.
And I think it's what I thought I wanted, but I don't know if I want that anymore.
Okay.
But it's the XK150. Scott?
Okay. You're jumping in right away.
We'll just do it now. Get it done.
Scott's like, okay, let me put on my headphones.
Grab your mic. Scott Balos
here. Scott Balos with the Illini Collector Car Club.
Anybody's going to have a 1959 Jaguar XK150 that I can see?
Probably not. I'm not sure. Right now, we don't have that car signed up yet, but we do have a lot of old ones all the way back to 1912.
How about get a little closer to that,
and
Mike?
See, what we're doing for the Illini Collector Car Club, my husband, Mike Anderson, been a member for over 30 years, is the treasurer. And it's the 1930s that are being spotlighted in this show.
What were we driving in the 1930s?
You were driving Model A's. You were driving Duesenbergs,
right?
Auburns.
This is the Depression era. I mean, this is the
Depression era. But some people
still had cars.
And were there gas stations? Like,
oh yeah,
I mean, were there, they weren't as plentiful, obviously, because their population was
we're
so
just
much
getting
less.
The hang of things yeah. then.
So those were the pumps, actually, that when you went to the gas station, you can actually see how much fuel was coming out because they were visible pumps.
Right, and they used gravity to kind of get the car filled up and yep. all that. So it's $10 per vehicle in case you'd like to go between 8 and 10:30 and sign up your vehicle at Champaign Ford City, 701 West Market View in Champaign. And when you do your $10 registration, we're supporting Cunningham Children's Home again, Scott?
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, we've been doing it for, I think, 12 to 13 years now.
And I know that Cunningham Children's Home, about a month or two ago, when we met there as a car club in that Hope Center, just a beautiful facility. And then the club members had some vehicles for the Cunningham Children's Home members to look at.
Yes. Yeah. They came out in shifts. Very excited children, yes. Honking the horn, that uh-huh. type of stuff.
It's almost like a touch of truck concept with that car show. Yeah. But this is coming up on Saturday the 26th, this 25th annual Motor Muster. And really, was the concept to kind of take it up a notch at the Sweet Corn Festival that last weekend of August? Is that where the origins start?
Yes, that was where the origins start. And this was started 27 years ago. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary because we had 2 years off yeah, because of COVID.
That's right.
So that's why it's 25th anniversary, even though it was 27 years ago in 1996 when we started this at the Urbana Sweet Corn Festival.
Boy, the team at Illini Collector Car Club has done a great job with some of these goodie bags and things like that. So people who do have an entry of a vehicle that's, what, 25 years or more is uh-huh. an antique
yeah.
car?
Yeah. If you have a car that you want to bring that's a little bit newer, it'll just be non-judged. So,
okay. But if I'm sitting on a Duesenberg in 1932 Duesenberg, you might want to see it.
Yes, I would like to see it. Yeah. Please bring it, Stephen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's perfect shape. I don't want anybody touching my car. No, I don't have anything.
Now, if you're Wayne Weber, I make sure to take special care of Wayne Weber. If you know anything about Wayne Weber, he's been selling cars for 68 years. And he has his two cars Oof. There. He has a 53 Buick Skylark.
No kidding.
And it's there. It's in pristine condition.
And see, it's got the velvet ropes Oof. Around it
wow.
pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. And so who's the guy that owned Courier Cafe?
His
Alan,
name is
Alan.
Alan Strong.
Alan Strong.
And
yep.
Alan has a collection.
Alan has a collection. Unfortunately, his mother's celebrating her 90th birthday on Saturday, so he's heart sickened to miss the car show,
right.
but he will be back in action for next year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got some stuff now.
Yeah,
that's right. So there's probably the first 125 participants, and especially pre-registration is welcome as you search for Illini Collector Car Club. But these dash plaques are pretty hot items.
The dash plaques are very nice. We have a guy in our car club who does all the art. His name is Steve Holt. Steve Holt is recovering in a hospital right now. That's the problem. When you have old cars, you also have some older people as well.
Yeah,
that's right.
We get it. All right, so
you
when
and
where? Yeah, I know Steve. Yeah.
It's going to be Saturday, this Saturday at Champaign Ford City. The lot that it's going to be in is the old Car-Mart parking lot.
Yep.
But we'll be there early at 7, but the registration starts at 8, and it'll end about 10:30. So if you haven't pre-registered yet, you can show up the day of. Bring your car, and we'd love to have you there. The awards will be done at 3, and the whole day is over by 3:30.
If you have one of those, don't you want people to see it? I would think you'd want to bring it.
You do, yeah. I'm actually bringing my dad's 1929 Buick.
Wow,
has not run since 2010. However, Peter Bees over there has had my car since May, and we're doing driving lessons tomorrow morning instead of tonight because
Whoa.
The heat is too hot.
Right. But he got her. Peter B's pretty good.
Peter B's is awesome. Peter
knows how to do it.
Alexander, if you have an antique car, if you have any kind of older vehicle, he's the guy to
yeah,
go to.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out to him and Jim at Tapman's Towing for being a sponsor of the event, along with many others. So, again, the Illini Collector Car Club, essentially a Facebook search away to get more details.
Yes,
and
I just put the registration on the Facebook page yesterday in case anybody didn't get it.
Well, Scott, keep up your good work, partner. Good to see you.
Thank you much.
Love the car club stuff.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, pretty neat to see him so well preserved, so old.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, it's history.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
So bring the kids on out, too, if you don't have a car to show and you're signing that up between 8 and 10:30. Really, and you vote, too. So we want to get those votes in, too, between essentially 11 and 2, and then we start the door prizes and everything else. It'll be awesome.
Scott, thanks for coming in, buddy. Appreciate it.
No problem.
You got something else? Go ahead.
I would say we also have lots of food there.
Ooh, oh, good.
We have Flower and Fire Pizza. Ooh. We have the 1940 popcorn truck.
Okay, oh, nice. Yeah, from the Champaign Love County that. History yep. Museum.
They'll be there as
TJ
well.
TJ and the crew.
All right.
That's awesome.
Scott Baylo, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good to see you. ESPN 93.5 Cardinals win.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. In Pittsburgh yesterday, the Cardinals and the Pirates played a 3-hour, 6-minute game, but tack on 1 hour, 32 minutes in a rain delay in the sixth inning. And it was a long day at the park, but the Cardinals won out 6-4.
Always worth it when you pick up a win after a long rain delay, and the Cardinals did just that. They were able to close out the series, at least picking up a win in Pittsburgh yesterday, and it was Zach Thompson who got the win. He pitched very, very well in his 5 innings of work, only gave up 2 runs. Jojo Romero picked up the save. He's been outstanding. A lot of good offensive performances. Richie Palacios with 3 hits. He's really playing well.
He was on base with a walk, and the Cardinals were able to score a run in the ninth inning when Mason Wynn beat out a throw at first base, avoiding a double play. The Cardinals needed that because the Pirates scored in the ninth.
A huge run late, so important. It gave the Cardinals the victory, and congratulations to Mason Wynn.
The Cardinals won it 6-4. Miles Michaelis will pitch tomorrow night here in Philadelphia. We're on the air at 5:10.
And the pitcher tonight for the Cubs is Justin Steele. 6-4, Cubs win over Detroit. It's a 6:05 start as the Cubs face Pittsburgh. Cody Bellinger had a good hit.
Big spot right here. Bellinger waiting for the 0-1. I'll swing it up, liner up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. And 2 runs are going to score. Cubs lead 3-0.
Chicago White Sox over Seattle in 10, 5-4. Now they're starting up a series against the Oakland A's on Chicago's south side. Had a little bit of administration changes and shakeup going on in Chicago. Their record this season, 49-77. Last season was 81-81.
Man, well.
They're just not used to that in Chicago on the south side either. It was 05 when they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. Of course, we're ready for the Illini, and they've been practicing and dealing with the heat and all that. But who knows how it's going to be on September 2nd with a 6:30 kickoff against the Toledo Rockets.
No, I think it's going to be way better. I mean, this is it. This will be the last bad hot day of our year.
Right.
I am predicting that because it's, you know. It's getting late.
Good prediction, Stevie.
Thank you.
I don't care for this
heat. Right now, it's looking like we're going to wake up a week from Saturday at about 58. And the high for the day is going to be like 85.
Love it.
So 6:30 at night will start cooling down a little bit. So it's not going to be like 100, which is no fun.
Right.
And particularly if you're in the east side, depending on when you start the game, somebody's going to get roasted. Because that east side can be real tough.
Okay.
So I don't think the game times are going to affect anything in the near term.
Well, and the half century of progress show does start today, but it's a warm one today. But we're going through Sunday on that event at the Old Chanute or National Aviation Center in Rantoul. So take note of that. I know the Illini Collector Car Club show, we're talking about that on Saturday. That's supposed to be a high of like 90, if
still
that.
Getting, starting to turn, though.
Yeah.
Starting to get a little better.
That's right.
All right. It's ESPN 93.5. I want to play my debate montage. We'll do that coming up in just a moment. ESPN 93.5. Fox Business next. It's 8:19.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Tough and challenging days worth of weather on Man Beast of the Back 40 yesterday. And about the same, if not more, for the day today with temperature and humidity in mind and already an oppressive feel out there. None too far away from a boundary draped over the south end of Lake Michigan. A little disturbance will track along it. And maybe a little backdoor thunderstorm activity. We're seeing some of those big storms over parts of eastern Indiana and Ohio this morning. A couple of those may catch parts of the area later on tonight and early tomorrow. Better feel expected come the weekend and a bunch of next week, too. In the meantime, the excessive heat warning continues on. Very hot, depressively humid, highs to about 98. That'll be a record for the day. The heat index value pushing 112 or higher on a gusty southwest wind. Could be an isolated thunderstorm breaking out for tonight. Best odds after midnight. Muggy down to 75. Tomorrow, up to 92 with maybe a thunderstorm chance early and late. Drier, cooler for the weekend. Highs 80 to 85 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The number of people filing first-time jobless claims drops to a three-week low. There were 230,000 claims reported. That's 10,000 fewer than the previous week's upwardly revised number. It's a big kickoff today for the Federal Reserve's annual Jackson Hole, Wyoming retreat, which investors around the world will be watching closely for clues into the short- and long-term policy intentions of Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues. China's banned seafood imports from Japan, which has started its controversial process of releasing nuclear radioactive wastewater from the wrecked Fukushima plant into the Pacific Ocean. The plan's been approved by Japan's government and the International Atomic Energy Agency, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, which said last month the release met the international safety standards. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
It feels good to support the people who support the community. And over the years, you'd be hard-pressed to find a company and a family more dedicated to Champaign-Urbana than Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling. What John Trabella started so many years ago, John and Michael Comet continue today. And if you really believe in supporting an organization like this, why not work for Pepsi-Cola CU? Applications are being accepted for commercial drivers, merchandisers, warehouse associates, and a website social media intern. Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k, vacation time, sick time, and paid holidays. But especially looking for drivers with their CDL right now. To view all the openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. That's PepsiColaCU.com. Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Fox News had their first debate last night with the Republicans. Democrats are not going to have any debates. Incumbents generally don't debate. And right now it's Joe Biden, but RFK Jr., Bobby Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy, who was our attorney general, and he was senator, he's attorney general for his brother John, and then Bobby was assassinated in 1968 in L.A. He was headed to Chicago for the primary, and he was probably going to be the nominee. And would he have beaten Richard Nixon? I don't know. Anyway, so RFK's there, but he's not going to get a debate, Joe Biden. So the Republicans had theirs, and here's a little of how it sounded.
There you have it. Your watch. So you will make America less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what?
It
the foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the pointless wars we've gotten into.
This is my first time in a political debate, and I am thrilled with how it came out. We overexceeded my expectation. We're skating on thin ice. This has to be a moral mandate. This cannot be another 50.1 election. And I'm in this race to build a multi-ethnic, working class majority like Reagan did. This has to be a landslide. Young, old, black, white, Hispanic, man, woman, doesn't matter.
A guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur.
Even now, we have a government that lies about the origin of COVID-19, about the veracity of that Hunter Biden laptop, about government technology censorship, increasingly about even how our money is being spent in Ukraine. And one of the things that I'm going to do as the next president of the United States is restore truth in government.
Oh, here, here.
Who was that?
Vivek.
Okay.
That was Vivek you heard most of.
Oh, he sounds great.
He is really, really, really good at it. He's just smarter than most humans, I believe. I think he is very, very intelligent. And so you put him anywhere, you wouldn't worry about him. No notes, no nothing. Just go. And that's just good stuff. If you got a guy that, a lot of the candidates, I got to thinking, you know, you don't want some guy to schmooze his way in. They've got to have substance and knowledge. You know, experience obviously would be nice, but I take experience in business I like a businessman's look at it, businesswoman's view, because that's what we have with really successful companies. In government, it just doesn't matter. You don't fire people in government. You just transfer them because you can't fire them. They'll sue. And then they'll get a settlement or whatever. We have developed a system where a lot of people, and the people that work in government know this, they try and bust butt, but they also look around and say, well, what the heck? That guy hasn't come in a week. You know, it's a different culture. So I prefer kind of the urgency of what a business person can bring to the table. Like, what are we accomplishing? What are the goals and how are we getting there? Trump had that.
Trump had that. That's the point I was going to make after you finished.
Vivek, I'm not exactly sure. It was technology or something.
Right, right. But an entrepreneur.
He's a billionaire, I think. Maybe he's just hundreds of millions. I don't know. But he just, every time he's asked a question, that's why he's not afraid to go on with all the liberals. Because he'll just, you know, he'll hold his own. If not, just put him down and just dominate. Because he has a lot of things at the tip of his tongue that are pretty good. And he's talking basics about love of God and family and the unit that is falling apart within the family, which is critical. You know, if we have so many students that aren't really ready to go to kindergarten. So whose responsibility is that?
He just hit his 38th birthday. He's born in Cincinnati. Let's see. Let me look up some of the stuff that he's done education-wise.
His wife is a doctor in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And they have two boys, and everybody's Googling Vivek
I know. It came up very quick.
Yeah.
But he co-founded the Campus Venture Network, which is a private social network website for university students who aspire to launch a business. And then that company sold in 2009. So then he looks like he worked with technology and some pharmaceutical companies and even was talked about being brilliant with his work with the U.S. Department of Justice. But they ended up turning on him about some victimless crime situations.
Well, I think he's the bright face in this year's election, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. It's Donald Trump right now. I can't think the Democrats will stay with Joe Biden, but I could be totally wrong. I think there's guys like, you know, Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Whitmer from Michigan. There's a lot of them that are standing by, and they're ready. They've been prepping for this. Mm-hmm. So if things go south for Biden and he's no longer going to be their choice, they got to do that fairly soon. They got to get people ramped up. You get into the thing too late, it'll be too late. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I still sense this is going to be a total anti-Trump vote versus I'm for the guy. I'm just against the other guy. I don't think people are for Joe Biden. Very few are for Joe Biden. They're just not going to take that. Crazy Republicans. I mean, they don't want to go
right.
All right, going to break. We'll be back. Final segment of the program next. You're on the Tapman's Towing phone line with all of our interviews. Mm-hmm. It's ESPN 93.5. It's going to be super hot today. You know how to do this. Just like we get in blizzards and ice storms, we are used to an occasional super hot. And then we got a super hot one today. So you got to just do what you do. Be careful. Drink a lot of fluids. Try not to be outside a whole lot. Necessarily, there's workers. I mean, these guys at work, how do you put on a roof? You have to start at 5 a.m.
Right.
You got to be done by about noon. And I think they're doing that because nobody wants their guys collapsing.
That's right. And you take breaks. You turn on your vehicle, get the AC going, and take breaks when you need. Sometimes that's every 20 minutes when we're in the triple-digit indices.
Just
like
be
this.
Careful, folks. We'll be out there Just be careful. All right, ESPN 93.5, it's 8:30. It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website happyhealing.us.
Illini fans, let's celebrate back to school and the 45th anniversary of Jet's Pizza. Now until Sunday, get 45% off. That's right, 45% off any menu priced 4-corner or 8-corner pizza ordered online. It's the best Detroit style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust that you've grown to love. Hurry, this 45% off anniversary offer on our famous 4-corner or 8-corner ends this Sunday. Use code ANV45. Jets, better because it has to be.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The debate dogpile landed on newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy last night at the first presidential debate on Fox. Mike Pence, Chris Christie, and Nikki Haley lashing him for inexperience and his lack of support for Ukraine and Israel.
You want to make America less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the pointless wars we've gotten into.
But afterwards, the youngest candidate expecting to break out in the polls for his vision to move on.
This is my first time in a political debate, and I am thrilled with how it came out. We overexceeded my expectation.
Ron DeSantis at center stage held his own, but who can take voters from the undisputed frontrunner Donald Trump, who is the elephant not in the room? Trump planning to surrender later today in the Fulton County Jail in Georgia for election-related charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Closing arguments expected to start in the perjury trial of the longtime chief of staff of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Tim Mapes charged with lying to a grand jury in the federal probe that led to Madigan's indictment last year in a racketeering case. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff from 1991 until June 2018. An Illinois home health care provider being ordered to pay more than $324,000 in back wages and damages. Order is part of the Department of Labor's effort to recover overtime denied to 159 healthcare workers at Destiny Healthcare Services. Investigators determined the company's owner and administrator didn't keep accurate records or hours worked. With the heat wave in Champaign-Urbana, several towns throughout the region opening cooling centers to help people stay cool from the triple-digit heat indices. People can find relief from the heat at the Department of Human Services, West Anthony Drive, and Champaign County Public Health District on West Kenyon Road. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. You want to get an assessment of what you got? Greg Wolf can help you. Just call Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, vicinity. Tough and challenging days worth of weather on Man Beast of the Back 40 yesterday, and about the same, if not more, for the day today, with temperature and humidity combined and already an oppressive feel out there. None too far away from a boundary draped over the south end of Lake Michigan. A little disturbance will track along it, and maybe a little backdoor thunderstorm activity. We're seeing some of those big storms over parts of eastern Indiana and Ohio this morning. A couple of those may catch parts of the area later on tonight and early tomorrow. Better feel expected come the weekend and a bunch of next week too. In the meantime, the excessive heat warning continues on. Very hot, depressively humid, highs to about 98. That'll be a record for the day. The heat index value pushing 112 or higher on a gusty southwest wind. Could be an isolated thunderstorm breaking out for tonight. Best odds after midnight. Muggy down to 75. Tomorrow up to 92 with maybe a thunderstorm chance early and late. Drier, cooler for the weekend. Highs 80 to 85 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you very much. So we got to get through today, and things will get a little bit better. That's good news. High school football is tomorrow night. That'll be pretty warm, I think. But I think it's starting to break a little at that point. Okay, so we were checking out the debate and trying to figure out who, what, where, why, when. Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Arkansas, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service. You're done. Doug Burgum, Governor of North Dakota, thank you. Good man, town of 300, I relate, but you're good. Thank you for coming. So those two are absolutely done. Chris Christie probably has legs for the next one. He'll probably get 3%. Mike Pence, He was over-aggressive, and I don't know who told him to do that, but there was a moment there when it was darn near embarrassing when he just wouldn't stop, and Brett Baer's going, Mr. Vice President, Mr. Vice President, he just kept going.
Well, and that's what Wendy's saying when she texted in to our Tapman Towing phone line saying, I guess I'm in the minority since I watched the debate last night, but my takeaway was that Pence was solely responsible for the melee that ensued. He talked over others. He was so disrespectful to everyone involved. I kept wishing they'd have a hook and take him off stage. I didn't want to hear them argue and talk over each other. I truly want to hear what each person has to offer. And for someone who's trying to distance himself from Trump, I felt like he mimicked some of Trump's worst traits.
It was at one point I thought they'd totally lost control. But if you have a crowd that, you know, sometimes the moderators say, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be quiet. And they make them. And so there's no things like we heard last night, like it sounded like a little wrestling was going on. So it was fairly intense, but they're all trying to keep in it. They're trying to go to the next one because they won't get donations. They won't have support. I really think Vivek will be the second, and I think DeSantis will be third now after last night. Yeah, we'll see. And I think Nikki Haley's going to hang in there, too.
Well, here's on the crawl. The fatherless epidemic in America was something that he hit. I think that's an interesting topic. Jeff had called in.
And the Tamman's Toying phone line. What did you see last night, Jeff?
Well, I really enjoyed the debate last night, and I kind of agree with the texter that I thought that Mike Pence seemed to be really channeling his inner Trump, because not only was he really trying to kind of trumpet the Trump-Pence policies, but he really seemed like he was in the mood to brawl last night, kind of like Donald Trump would have.
Yeah, I think he got some advice to do something. Yeah. You're too soft, Mike. Yep. You have to be
not
tough.
Be so calm.
Because he came out as totally out of character. Now, you might not have got a word in edgewise if you weren't aggressive last night, because you had to kind of jump in. Kind of hard to get in. Some guys weren't called on very often. But, you know, anyway, it's interesting. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Yep.
It's interesting to track, but let's face it, it is Donald Trump. And if he gets indicted, and he's been indicted fourth time, he'll be reporting for Fulton County today. He has to put up $200,000 to stay out of jail.
Right. I know Giuliani checked in yesterday.
And listen, the guess there'll be a mugshot because there's mugshots on Giuliani.
Yep.
But there's kind of a emblem or is a sheriff sticker behind everybody. So it doesn't look, it's almost like an award ceremony. And one lady's smiling. So it's hard to tell it's a mugshot.
I see.
So if Trump, I think you got to think about this now. If Donald Trump is shot in the quote mugshot, what do you think is going to happen? That's going to be part of the campaign.
Well, and I already have seen a shirt that, and I don't know if it's real or not, but it says wanted as next president in 2024. Yeah.
No,
and it has the lines behind him with the height or whatever.
This is a political movement. They're after him because they do not want him to run, because it's not equal justice under the law. You can go do all you want to former presidents because everybody's done something that has been wrong, something. And you can get him for jaywalking if you wanted to. So the bottom line is this. This might work in Trump's favor, certainly for fundraising. If you send his mugshot out and say, look how bad this is, going after your political opponents, it'll work. So I don't know if the Democratic Party, and they do control all this, they might tell the guy, you know what, don't put the former president through. They don't want that picture out. Because that just enrages the people that already support him every indictment. And then if he gets a conviction, I guess we test everything. We see what happens. What's that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm looking at these mugshots, and they don't look too bad, actually.
No, usually you see...
I mean, it's not a glamour shot or whatever.
Usually it's a bad background. Right. The hair's messed up. I think they, you know, if they wanted to kind of ruffle his hair a little bit, but they're not going to do that.
Right.
So maybe he'll ruffle his own hair just to
make it trend a little better.
Exactly.
More hits.
Yeah. No, it is true that the more indictments, the more popular. I mean, nobody in the history of politics has had this kind of lead in the primary. It's just never like this. So why is that? Because people are clenching their fists at anger over this whole process because they don't think it's fair.
I mean, Attorney Jenna Ellis was smiling in hers, but Rudy Giuliani is very gruff looking. So.
Yeah. Okay, it is 8:39.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd, to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
Is that a shorts game? It's going to be 85 for the high. Yeah, but you sometimes the night games, you're out in the day and it's hot, and that night it might cool down a little
bit. Right. It's one of those where you put the long sleeve orange sweatshirt around your waist.
Yeah, but that's hot all day, so you're holding all that. Is that already planning tailgating here?
Exactly.
Trying to figure
September out. September 2nd, let's go. And actually, the reunion of 1983, I'm excited about because I'm totally towny. But
there are not very many people that are going to remember.
I agree.
A lot of those.
But
those
the Rose
guys.
Bowl reunion and some of the, when I brought up David Williams, he was.
There's just not a lot of people.
Okay.
It's just, if you remember David Williams and Craig Swope, you're over 60.
Well, and that was the crowd I was with last okay. night at Buford's.
Well, they're gonna, remember. There'll be plenty, but we're just, I mean, those guys are 60.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, so you're probably going to have to be contemporaries or somebody that's 75.
Right, right.
You'll remember the Rose Bowl, Mike White, you'll remember all that, but the person who's 38 years old has no idea what we're talking about.
You're right.
They know the history, but they don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can look around and see a pudgy old guy balding, and he's got gray hair, and you say, who was that? Well, that was our defensive lineman. He was really good. Oh, okay. This is an older thing because it's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean it wasn't impactful. Doesn't mean it was super exciting. And just imagine sellouts at Memorial Stadium.
Well, to the tune of like 76,000. I mean, it was a whole different look on Memorial Stadium back then.
Well, Mike White had a series, I don't know how many years in a row, it was an official sellout. Sometimes he dumped tickets and got them, they gave them away. The rules are different and all these other
yeah.
things. But there were sellouts. And so my
I feel like the place was rocking, literally.
It was, well, the press box, in fact, was. They had some structural concerns because, again, we hadn't been there in a long
right.
time. So I really hope that this generation has a chance to see a big crowd because it's been a long time since we've had any kind of attendance, really, because we used to have 70, 75, 76 was the record, 1,000 people, and now our capacity is, what, 60?
Right.
Because we eliminated seats.
We got all the suites.
Yeah, so it's eliminated, and here's hoping at some point you can't get a ticket. I mean, it's 60,000 is not very big.
Well, we're totally stoked that there's 10,000 new season
yeah.
ticket holders.
So, I mean, it's a great start, but you've got to follow up last year with something good. If you'd listen, it won't take long if we don't look good, and this is the pressure that's on Brett Bielema. If we don't look good, I told you, we suck.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't do it. We're not a football school. How's Brad Underwood looking? I mean, that's what we're going to do.
That's right.
So it's very important to come out of the gate. I think they have the people. I think there's a bit of a chip on their shoulder because we're not being picked very high in anything. That's good. I prefer that.
Right. Less pressure. And Ole Miss transfer Luke Altmaier starting as QB. I think that's going to be great.
Well, again, he hasn't played much.
Right.
He hasn't played the position much. But,
I mean, he is older and has experience is what I'm liking.
He's older, but he doesn't have much experience.
Okay.
He hasn't played a lot of football. He was in high school, but he didn't get a lot of snaps at Mississippi. Tommy DeVito came in here, was, you know, Syracuse's starter.
Yeah.
So he had more experience.
Okay.
I think they're going to bring him along. I think Barry Lunny, the offensive coordinator, knows how to do this. And I think they'll make some very small dink-and-dink passes where he'll get success, get some confidence going. We have a very good offensive line, should be able to protect him. I think Luke Altmaier can move around, scramble a little bit, maybe even more than Tommy DeVito. So, I mean, I'm very excited to see the team because, again, what I'm hearing from the front seven of defense is this could be the best front seven we have ever had.
Awesome.
Which
is exciting. And, of course, we're planning on talking with Isaiah Williams as soon as next Monday, right? The 28th, on the drive. So make sure you're here after 3 to hear what he has to say.
It won't be after 3 because that's Jay Layman.
Oh, good.
And then after 4 will be Isaiah Williams. And then after 5 will be Jay Layman.
That's right.
We're replaying the hour.
That's right.
I'm excited. Possibly get too much Jay Layman. No way.
The captains were determined by player vote, and those were all tapped in the law. Firm is part of that with Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph Jr., our defensive linemen who have been trending so well and are so many watch lists for various awards. Tight end Tip Ryman also on the list, along with Tariq Barnes, a linebacker. Isaiah Adams enters his senior season as an offensive lineman. And then Isaiah Williams is, what's WR? Wide receiver. I'm so sorry. Sometimes I get...
Yeah, wide receiver.
Thank you. Yeah. I know QB's quarterback. It takes me a second sometimes.
Okay. You're doing fine. You're fine.
So they tapped the 6 captains for the 2023 season this week, too. So we're getting all stoked for that Toledo Rockets. And that could be a challenging game for us.
Toledo will win the MAC. The whole MAC conference is it's a good conference, and Toledo's usually the winner there. So... what do we look like? If we dominate Toledo, I think you can build some hope that we could be pretty darn good. If it's a really close game, then you're going, darn it. But remember, Toledo is a good football program, good team. And then at Kansas, it's going to be a real tell-all because they're playing a bowl team at their place on a Friday night with a lot of people probably there in Lawrence.
Again, a 6:30 start on that.
And imagine being a football player in Lawrence, Kansas, where Bill Self is sitting right over – we're a basketball school.
They
kind of fight what we're fighting.
Exactly.
All right, 847. Let me get you some weather before we get out of here next.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Logan, every point, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. Hopefully made it through A-OK yesterday. Another equally, if not more challenging day's worth of weather for the day today. Very hot, oppressively humid. The excessive heat warning continues on. Up to 98. Heat index value is 112 to 115 and a gusty southwest wind. We are watching a boundary up over the south end of Lake Michigan, curling back to a disturbance in through Eastern Indiana and Ohio. Big rain and storms there. We may pop a thunderstorm with that backdoor cool front later on tonight, after midnight in particular, low down to 75, a muggy one. Tomorrow, still hot and humid, partly cloudy, and isolated thunderstorm chance both morning and late afternoon. Up to 92 as winds turn into the northeast. Well, bottom out in the 60s tomorrow night. Better for the weekend. Cooler, less humid on Saturday, partly sunny and 85. Up to about 79 to 80 on Sunday. And upper 70s and lower 80s for high temperatures. A comfortable weather pattern Monday to Thursday of next week. Little or no rain in the forecast as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard. Sometimes, you know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
All right, so this is the peak. This is it. It will not be this hot again till 2024. So congratulations.
That's right.
We're getting to the tip of the mountain today, and then we're done. This will be. It won't get this hot again.
I ran into JT Warmbier yesterday.
Oh, and, how's JT Warmbier?
He's good.
Oh.
And just so fun to see him. And, you know, the Cubs are winning right now, so they're excited at Spring Green to support that
That's as blue as call it Spring Blue.
I know.
Because it's just they are Cub fans there, and this is happening, folks. This is a real shot here. The Cubs are firmly in as a wild card right now, but I shouldn't say firmly. It 2-3 game losing streak, they'd be out.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta just keep going. And they you know beat the
Detroit yesterday.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
You gotta go in now. You go into Pittsburgh.
They're better than
Detroit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cubbies can totally beat Pittsburgh. If you can get 3 out of 4 in Pittsburgh before you go to Milwaukee, I think Milwaukee comes to Chicago. So that won't be easy on Milwaukee because I don't think there's much difference between Milwaukee and the Cubs.
It is.
So anyway, fun. Cincinnati is in there. Jacob, future son-in-law, has played with every single one of the infielders. They've all come through the teams he's played on. So he knows everybody now.
Yeah.
It's so cool because this is a youth movement. David Bell got a 3-year extension. We like David Bell, former Cardinal bench coach from the famous Bell family, Buddy Bell, all the Bells.
Okay.
David is really lighting it up in Cincinnati. They're getting excited over there.
Well, Jacob Hurtubise is a Louisville bat, and yeah. You watched the win yesterday.
Yeah, they won yesterday. He had a good game, another good game for him. So it's fun to watch Gracie's future husband do well in the minor league. So and AAA is right on the doorstep. Plus, AAA TV coverage has more than two cameras, which is very exciting.
A little better look when you're watching Jacob.
Sometimes it's like, you know, it's totally an intern. Whatever, but it's just.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm only paying $3.99 a month.
Okay. So
it's pretty good, fair subscription
it's
rate.
Awesome that you can watch him.
No kidding.
An exciting time for me today. Women's Business Council has their luncheon at City View, and we're going over AI as we lunch and learn and how that applies to our world, which will be fascinating. Diamonds, Desserts, and Distinction is the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois benefit tonight. I'm emceeing at City View again between 6 and 8. Now, if someone wants to get in on that, it's getyourgirlpower.org for details.
Okay, good. And good of you to get out, Diane.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being active. And
just wait. Muhammad Music Festival's on the horizon tomorrow and Saturday.
But it's going to get better with the weather.
I know it.
That was a big concern. And we got Chris Jansen.
Yes. He's going to be at 9:30 on Saturday night, and I'm bringing him on stage. Tapman's Towing has their VIP area. And if you want to text in, Tapman's, I can hook you up with some wristbands.
I wonder where the wind is blowing, because I bet you I could come out in my porch and may hear be able to hear that.
From Muhammad?
I'm 8 miles away.
Okay.
If the wind is blowing, I might be able to hear it.
You might. It's going to be a great show.
I'm going to need a westerly wind. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Get the weekend going together. I need to call Tom Plura, my friend, at Urgent Care, Campus Town Urgent Care, because some university towns, not Champaign-Urbana, but some are wearing masks again.
Right.
What's going on? We're not doing that.
Are we getting a healthy start to our school year?
I'm going to call Tom Plura because he'll give me the lowdown.
And there are some that are nervous.
Yeah. Okay, we don't want to live nervous. We don't want to live in fear. Okay. See you tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J, and don't forget the drive this afternoon with Lon and Derek begins at 3 p.m. We'll meet tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com. Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. So we have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls. We have Drea, who does facials. And we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too.
So it's going to be just a very relaxing, wonderful time together.
Absolutely, absolutely. We only have 12 tickets available.
And it's what, $400 or $500?
No, it's only $200.
For all of that?
Exactly.
So you're talking facial, massage, the crystal bowls.
Yes.
Which is going to relax and maybe put them to sleep.
Exactly.
And then they might make candles.
Exactly. And you'll walk out feeling like the best version of yourself. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us, or my Instagram, happyhealing_center.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.